it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
You're a racist!
Who the hell is I? I knew this was going to happen.
Trump's a racist!
What are you doing, Larry?
I heard if I yelled that, they'd give me $5,000.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They wait in breathless anticipation to hear their names mentioned. Well, exhale. It ain't going to happen. Today, it's all about the platforms, the devices, the various different ways you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I was just talking to Jerry Burke a couple of minutes ago, Sports Overnight America, which he hosts. You can grab that by clicking on the Listen Live button, and it's on available on all the portable devices as well. And whether you're listening to the Hefe, whether you're listening to Tittle, Wrestling World Observer, whatever it is, you can grab all the programming on your particular device, and it's radio on the go, man. This is the world we live in. You're heading to work. You're heading to the park to walk the dog. You're heading out of town, wherever it is. You get to the local town. You get to the town. You listen to the local radio station. You go, no, that's not for me. I want me some Spano and Black. Go to the Listen Live button. There we are. Go to TuneIn right there. Go to iHeart right there. Go to Stitcher. It's right there. Believe me when I tell you, all the programming you want on this network is available on demand. You can archive it. All the terrific interviews that we have, all of it is a given on your particular device. Most important for us, it's the American Forces Radio Network. It's a tough time of year for the men and women who are in uni. They're all over the world, all over the country, spread out away from home. Real tough. Phone calls are great, but it doesn't cut being home. Well, if you can listen to this, get a little bit of a taste of home. Makes you a little more comfortable no matter where you are. We're happy and proud to be a part of it. We'll set the table right after this short timeout. I'm Spano. I'm Black. Spano is off today. Enjoy it.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there.
there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack.
Who is it?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Joe's off today at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, Senator Roberto out in the West Coast making sure the mess stays on the air. We're going to set it up for you here. First segment, we'll talk about the Jets and Indianapolis last night as Andrew Luck just does a number on the New York Jets, who have quit on their coach and have folded their tent and collecting paychecks, and they need to give some serious thought as to what direction that team is going to go into going forward and who's going to be at the helm of it. This is my opinion, and I want to explore that a little bit. And it'll probably spill into the second segment. And I'll touch on any other National Football League news that's out there as well. Before we get to Joe Giuliano from the Philly Inquirer, Philly Daily News, Philly.com, who covers all college football for the newspaper, but specifically we're going to get into some Penn State stuff. We'll talk about their all-conference picks. We'll talk about the disappointment of not getting to the Final Four, being fifth overall, and whether or not that was a just decision or not, and how the players and the coaches are reacting, and what the future looks like for Penn State. I promised you that yesterday. Unfortunately, we weren't able to hook up with Jack Ham, their color guy, but Joe Giuliano is first-rate journalist, and he'll be joining us at 40 after this hour. And then once we get an hour or two, we'll just explore it a little bit and get into all the rest of the college football. We'll talk Heisman Trophy because the finalists have been announced. Some of the awards are being announced today. Joe's actually there covering some of that and getting some sound. And we were both invited to go, but that would make for a really boring show. And again, you can join in. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. So, you know, as we dive into it here, on Monday Night Football, in a game that we kind of knew was going to be a stinker, well, it certainly lived down to expectations. And the Indianapolis Colts took care of business against the New York Jets, 41-10. Jets fall to 3-9 and are officially eliminated from the postseason. And Andrew Luck is elevating the Indianapolis Colts into contention. They face Houston this next week. And if they beat Houston, they will be in first place in their division, because even if Tennessee should win, who they're tied with in win losses right now, they hold the tiebreaker, having beaten them twice. And Indianapolis, although a very flawed team, is playing good football right now. And, you know, you have to acknowledge it. I mean, it's they're not good. They're one of many. But they have arguably the best quarterback in football. And or best young quarterback in football, I should couch that. Because Brady's still playing on an elite level, and certainly Aaron Rodgers is as well. But, you know, when you look at that division, Andrew Luck is back off the concussion, back off last year's injury. The big trick for the Indianapolis Colts is going to be keeping him healthy and keeping him upright for the rest of the year. And if they're able to do that, they can probably steal this division, which, quite frankly, is a surprise to me. You know, but when you look at last night's game, he had as many touchdowns as incompletions at halftime, and that total was 3. They pulled him early in the fourth quarter. He was 22 of 28 for 278 yards, 4 touchdowns, and no interceptions. That's elite play. But then again, he was playing the Jets. You know, and if you're a defense that's pedestrian and you're looking for a tonic to take to get well quickly, there's no better team to face than the New York Jets. They've got a gaping black hole at quarterback. They don't run the football effectively. Since Nick Mangold went down, they can't protect the quarterback. They can't run. And their defense is sleepwalking. And I've heard a number of people around the program and commentators as well, but specifically some people around the program saying that the players have quit on this coach. Look, Todd Bowles, from all accounts, is a very nice guy. He's soft-spoken. And I'm not one of those believers that you need to yell and scream and rant and call, pull a Coach O and throw chairs through the wall and all that stuff to be an effective football coach. But this team is not responding to this coach. And I don't know. They're saying they're prepared. They're saying their practices are efficiently run. And that's what I look to. Are you wasting time? Are you not getting it done in the film room? Is the organizational philosophy something that's completely flawed? Well, for whatever the reason, a team that is on paper a very talented team, with the exception of the quarterback position, what a big exception, just isn't getting it done. And, you know, we'll get into that on the other side, but you have to kind of look at this at this point and say to yourself, is this the direction we want to take going forward? Bryce Petty gets into the game yesterday, throws a pick, two picks, throws a touchdown as well. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 5 of 12, 81 yards, no touchdowns, and an interception. Like I said, Luck was magnificent. But the lack of Nick Mangold, you know, you got Matt Forte, 9 attempts, 25 yards. C.J. Spiller, who they signed off the scrap heap, 2 attempts, 5 yards. Bilal Powell, who 2 years ago was one of the best-kept secrets in football and how efficient he was as a runner, 1 carry, 3 yards. Not going to get it done. And to the credit of the Colts, Chuck Pagano, I don't think he's one of the better coaches in the league, but he has figured out that balance and keeping pass rushers from just completely teeing off on Andrew Luck is something they have to do in order, number one, to keep him from getting killed, and number two, to make him more effective. And Frank Gore, who, you know, they're racing slicks right now with the amount of tread he has left on the tire. 20 attempts for 79 yards, a long of 19 yards. Turbin had 16 yards. Andrew Luck scrambled 3 for 26, and they were holding their breath every time he did that. But Andrew Luck gets his team to 6-6, and they're tied with Houston and Tennessee, and ultimately that's all that matters. And they're playing good enough football right now, whereas Houston is truly struggling to the point where you're thinking to yourself, well, they could flat out steal this division. Now, am I believing that they're going to steal the division and then make noise and head towards the soup? No. That ain't going to happen. But, you know, they have a superior quarterback. They have a quarterback literally that any team in football, with the exception of 2, would love to have on their roster right now. And maybe quietly, even those two teams would like to have it just because of the age of Andrew Luck. But, you know, when you look at this, and, you know, I didn't even bother getting into the stats. Not on any big time way, but just total yardage in itself, 421 to 250. You're going to lose the game. It's that simple. You know, it's literally that simple. Time of possession, all Indy. First downs, all Indy. Third down conversions for Indy, over 50%. Horror show. Horror show for the Jets. On the other side, I'll wrap up any last thoughts on this game, and believe me, there aren't too many. And then we'll get into the Jets themselves and what needs to be done, at least in my opinion. I'm Bob Black. This is Spano and Black Tech. Do not go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 Citation List. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's your rush, though, buddy?
You see me slip in the back seat and you make a man out of me.
We say I smack you around for a while.
Can't we do both?
And there you go. Welcome back to the Attack. One of my favorite scenes in that movie. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Joe Giuliano at 40 after the hour. And we'll be talking some Penn State football, as well as we should before we dive into more college in the hour two. But, you know, it just when you look at this game last night, and look, we're based here in New York. I'm not a Jet fan, but I don't hate them. Last thoughts about the game. Well, Indianapolis legit as far as being a threat in that division because the division's so average. But with all that being said, you know, they still got to get it done. It's entirely possible that 500 will take that division. And what a joy that would be for the National Football League getting that into the playoffs. But, you know, look, it's Indianapolis is legit within the context of the AFC South. They're just, it fits. And if Houston was getting any quarterback play, they probably would be running away with it. If Tennessee was a little bit more mature as a team, they probably would be running away with it. And if Indianapolis had more personnel on that team, they probably would be running away with it. So, you know, it is what it is. It's mediocre football. And it's something that if you're a football fan of that particular team, well, you know, deal with it. Getting to the playoffs beats not getting to the playoffs. Ask any Jet fan. And that's where we'll go next because the Jets, there were big expectations this year as far as the talent perspective. There were realistic expectations as far as the schedule. It was one of the tougher schedules in football. But you have to play who's in front of you. And there's no excuse. It's when you evaluate a team at the end of the year, they don't go down the schedule and say, oh, well, gee, you had such a tough schedule, it was okay that you sucked. And that's not how it's evaluated, not by ownership, not by the general manager, not by team presidents. Uh-uh. And they now have to look at this team top to bottom, including the general manager and Woody Johnson, who, to his credit and his own admission, doesn't know a damn thing about football. But he knows he doesn't like to lose. And they have got a real issue there. They've got an issue in that locker room. They have an issue in the front office. When all the signings took place over the year, with the exception of the quarterback position, which Mike Maccagnan was legitimately criticized for, they thought to themselves, what a magnificent football team we have. Boy, our defense is the best in the league, if you know, certainly one of the top three. And the big question, of course, was the quarterback position and if we can caretake it until either Petty or Christian Hackenberg are ready, then we'll be fine. Well, it didn't turn out that way. And I'm not going to put it all on Fitzpatrick. I mean, look, it's been the major component. I get that. But the rest of the team has just lied down and died. And if you're looking at the overall performance of the team, which you have to do in the postseason evaluation, and with them being eliminated, believe me, they're already in postseason evaluation. Can you go forward with this management team in place? And I'm putting Maccagnan into the conversation as well. Can you go forward with this head football coach? Now, I've heard the argument, you know, Joe has said it. We've talked to people here locally as far as journalists and various different radio hosts and all the other, well, they're going to keep Todd Bowles. I am not so sure. And I am not so sure I do it. I'm not a big believer in just change for the sake of change because that doesn't necessarily play itself out. But I'm certainly evaluating whether or not Todd Bowles is capable of running a franchise. And I've said this, and this is not revisionist history. I have said it literally from the time they started losing at the beginning of the season. I didn't like what I was seeing. I didn't care for the way the team was performing as far as not only what they were doing on the field in that they were losing football games, but I didn't like what I was seeing. There was no energy to the team. There was no passion. There was no fire, with the exception of Brandon Marshall. and he couldn't do it all by himself. And it's just that points directly at the head football coach. And again, this isn't, I don't feel you need to be one of those screamers, one of those crazy human beings in order to motivate a football team, because that's not what I'm saying. But even soft-spoken football coaches can motivate their teams and get them to play with fire and play with passion. And there is absolutely no reason for the performance of the Jets this year. Even if they were having this record, but they were competitive in all their games and they were busting it, and there was some fire there, and you know, you could point directly as Fitzpatrick for being the only reason that this football team was not performing. Okay, well, we screwed up a quarterback. It's the key position on a football team. Obviously, we have to make a change. We rolled the dice. We lost. But this team is putrid. And it's a combination. It is lack of performance. It's lack of talent in some areas. And to me, it points directly, and I mean directly, at the head football coach. And if I'm Woody Johnson, and I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this football team, and I'm wondering what to do in the offseason, I hate to say it. I know it was a 10-win season last year, but Todd Bowles is going out the door. And this is, when you look at the Jets and you look at their inability to do pretty much anything, they're 15th in defense, which, okay, you're middle of the pack. I get all that. And part of the reason why you're 15th in defense is because your offense is keeping you on the field a whole lot. You know, you're 24th overall in offense, which means your defense is out there consistently. And that's hurting the D. I get it. Nobody knew that Darrell Revis was going to fall off the map. I get it. Their safeties stink. I get it. You know, but you look at this team and just the lack of production, the lack of passion, the lack of anything. You know, I mean, even, you know, and I talked about Nick Mangold being out. You know, he comes back. He shouldn't have been back. They were basically saying that he was going to be out for the year. And he re-injured his ankle right out of the box on Monday, so he was out again. Without him in there, their offensive line just doesn't work. You know, he is unquestionably the leader of that offensive line, one of the great centers in the history of the league, and he's been an Ironman. The big news to come out of this game for the Jets is that in the last four games of the season, and this was telling, I watched the press conference yesterday, and I wanted to see what was going to happen with Bowles, and you could see he was seething inside, but he's a very controlled guy. Again, this you don't have to scream, you don't have to go insane. I get that. He was boiling. And he kept repeating the same thing over and over again. We got our ass handed to us. We got our ass kicked. We got our ass this. We got our ass that. You know, and he just, you could see he wanted to light the room up, and he was going to light the locker room up. Either first practice back, or maybe he did it post game and nobody was talking about it. But the big move, the big news to come out, and this is where it's disturbing to me, was that Bryce Petty's going to start the final four games of the season. And what was disturbing was the reason why. Bowles stated, "We had him scheduled for this." Scheduled. So it raises the question to me, why was this schedule put in place and how was it put in place? Was it, we scheduled it to the point of when we're eliminated? We scheduled it to the point of if we were, I don't know, 7-5, that we'd go with them anyway? Was it scheduled that we penciled it in at the beginning of the season? I don't get it. The trains don't always run on time, and the schedule isn't always kept. This move should have been made weeks ago. That kind of thinking, that kind of not outside of the box thinking, worries me. Joe Giuliano, right after this.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe's off today. We have the great pleasure of being joined by Joe Giuliano from Philly.com, the Inquirer, the Daily News, all things college, all things Penn State, and we welcome him to the program right now. Good morning, Joe. Nice to have you with us. Bob Black here.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, I really appreciate you taking the time, man. Nobody does it better than you. I have to say it, as a New Yorker, I'm not a real big fan of Philadelphia as a general rule, but I go out of my way to read your stuff. So
thank you.
we have a good time with it. Man, I'm looking at this, I'm looking at the Final Four, and I'm saying to myself, good Lord, Penn State must feel like the person that doesn't get asked to dance at the wedding. It's playing such great football down the stretch and then bypassing Michigan after winning the championship game, which, by the way, was an instant classic against Wisconsin, and just getting left at the altar. It really must have left a bitter taste in their mouth, although they did end up with the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, I think they're okay with it. I think players and coaches publicly are okay with it. I mean, James Franklin, when he talked to us on Sunday, said that there were a handful of guys were you could tell by their body language they were like very disappointed at not making the playoff round. But I think by and large, you know, the Rose Bowl, you don't want to say the Rose Bowl is a consolation prize. You know, it stands as itself as one of the all-time classic bowl games. And what a matchup you have with Penn State and Southern California, the two hottest football teams in the country, if you don't count Alabama, of course. But I think they're fine with it. I think they knew it was a long shot, but you know, you look back at all the considerations and stuff, and you say, well, you know, they maybe should have got in ahead of Ohio State, or maybe they should have got ahead of Washington. But you know, they won their conference championship. They beat Ohio State head to head. You could drive yourself crazy debating all the possibilities, and as Kirby Hokut of the committee says, all the metrics.
Yeah. Kirby and I have issues anyway. I watched Coach Franklin making the rounds, and he handled it with a lot of class and a lot of grace. I've always felt as if he was one of those kind of guys anyway. I don't know him personally, but watching him at Vanderbilt, and I used to cover the SEC, and just it seemed as if he was one of those kind of guys. And I guess that message has spilled over to the team, because it just – I would have been frustrated, because the mixed message coming out of the committee on where relevance and where importance was had to be difficult not only for the coaches to understand, but for these players to understand as well.
Yeah, I think that it's not very well defined, you know, what creates all the possibilities for all the teams who are in contention on Sunday morning. I don't know how to explain it. It's like what Kirby Hokut said last Tuesday when he was on TV. Well, here's our four metrics. You know, conference champion, head-to-head, strength of schedule, record against common opponents. But every member of the committee prioritizes those four in his or her own way. And so, like, well, maybe conference championship is important to somebody, but maybe it's not as important to somebody else. So strength of schedule. And then they talk about performance in all 13 games, which really threw me up against the wall. It's like, all right, well, yeah, they weren't, yeah, right, they weren't very competitive against Michigan. It was 49-10, I'll grant you that. But does that mean that, other teams should run up scores? That suggests that other teams should run up scores to show that, you know, they're, you know, very competitive. I don't think Michigan was running up the score in that game. Penn State was just bad in that game. But,
right.
You know, it's just all these mixed messages, and there's really no, like, it's not written down like, you know, like the Constitution. It's not, there's no bylaws that are written down. It's just, you know, it's, Ms. Rice and 11 other guys, you know, saying, hey, you know, this is what we think are the four best teams. And, I mean, you really can't argue with the four they picked, but,
no.
You know, you have Penn State and Michigan and Oklahoma. And the other thing is, Bob, you know, you have room for four teams, but the Power Five conferences all have a conference champion. So one of them is going to be left out. And in this case, there were two, Penn State and Oklahoma.
Well, and that's the thing. And it's funny because I was talking to a buddy of mine, and I used to live in Oklahoma City for a lot of years. And I'm having him on tomorrow. He's a journalist out there. And we're going to talk about the state of the 12 and how they go about getting back in the mix. I mean, when you look at what happened with TCU a couple of years ago and the fact that although this year their conference was down significantly of the Power Five, I think you could safely say they were fifth. But, you know, it there has to be a better way. And to me, and I'd like your opinion on this, it's been obvious since they decided to go to this format that it needs to be eight and not four. And for all the conversation we have, and you talked about the Rose Bowl matchup, the two teams that are playing the best college football in the land right now are going to be in that game, with the exception of Alabama, of course, because they're right. NFL worthy, in USC and Penn State. And yet they're not in the tournament to determine a national champion. They absolutely must expand this to eight. What say you?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely 100% agree with you, Bob. If you have five conference champions, you've got to have 5 automatic berths. I don't care who plays in your conference championship. I know everybody was like, oh, Wisconsin and Penn State, those aren't the 2 best teams in the Big Ten. Well, yeah, but they're the ones who qualify. Under the rules, they're the ones who won the division title. So you got to have the 5 automatic bids. All conference championships, 5 conference championships should have automatic bids, period. And then you pick 3 at-large or 3 wild cards or however you want to put it. And then you can use your little metric system to figure out which 3 are the next best 3. And that's the only fair way to do it. I mean, you've got to extend this thing another week. And I know they say, well, you know, if we go to 8, then we're going to have to go to 16, and then we're going to have to go to 32. And then you hear all this blah, blah about, oh, the student-athletes have to, oh, no, don't give me that. I mean, the 1AA, if you don't get a bye in the first round of the 1AA playoffs, you're playing 4 games if you want to win a championship. So don't give me this student athlete stuff here. This is stuff that you have to, if you want to have a fair champion, you really have to make this 8, and then you can debate after that if you should have 16. But 4 is not enough. I know we're just in the relative infancy of this tournament, but you got to get a 8 at some point.
Well, but see, you raise an interesting point there, and look, neither one of us are kids. We've been around this for a while. All these committees, all the people that represent, whether it's in the NCAA or the particular bowl committees or whatever circumstances are, for the most part, they're very accomplished professionals in their fields, and they're lawyers and doctors and businessmen. How can they be so damn dumb as to give birth to half a baby?
Well, I don't want to like cast aspersions on the members of the committee. I mean, they're doing their best. I mean, like Mr. Hokan says, he's like, well, our mission is to come up with the 4 very best teams in the country, and that includes for an entire season. So you're like, well, okay, but like I said, there's just really no guidelines. There's nothing written down. There's nothing prioritized. 1, 2, 3, 4 down to 50 or whatever it takes. You just can't really. It's just kind of a slapdash way to do things.
Well, I'm being quasi sarcastic, but you start out with the BCS championship game. All right, that's true infancy. Then you go to the Final 4 here, and it's partial birth. For crying out loud, why not just get it right to start out with? You can't tell me that these guys sitting in this room who are all bright bulbs don't know that by doing it this way, they're creating a bigger mess. And I shouldn't say that. That's not fair. That they're creating an okay format. But for crying out loud, just take the big step and do it right to start out with. That's where I have the issue. You know darn well it needs to be 8. Start it with 8. And then we could discuss the merits, as you talked about, of expanding it or not expanding it from there.
Well, absolutely. If you're going to have a Power 5 conference set up, then those 5 have to get in. There's just no doubt about it, and there has to be a lot of weight given to the conference champion. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Joe, at Penn State, for everything that happened this year, just a magnificent season. The program seems to have finally shaken what has gone on there in the past, and I want to ask a twofold question. Is that the attitude on campus, number one? And number two, is it now spreading to the living rooms when a recruiting process is going on?
Well, I'll answer the second part first. Yes, it is going on to the recruiting kids' living rooms and the parents and the whole thing. The thing about it is, for the 2017 class, Penn State has very few seniors leaving the program this season.
Right.
I don't know what the exact number of scholarships is for James Franklin, but I don't think it's even 20 that they have available to give out. So really, they're still focused on the 17 class, but they're already into the 18 class, as most coaches are. I'm not saying they're doing anything differently. But, there is a lot more welcoming for Penn State coaches in people's living rooms. But for the other part of your question, though, you have to be careful. That, a lot of people are using the word healing. This football success is healing the community. I don't quite see it that way, only because things are still active. This is still a fluid situation with the scandal. It's not like it's completely gone away and will never go away. So you really have to be careful about talking about healing, oh, everything's okay now, and all that stuff, because it's really not, and it won't be for a while. And, I don't think anybody, who's, who's sensitive to this subject will ever forget it. You just can't. It was just too heavy. It was too, too much of a bomb that was dropped. You don't do that. A major college does not, allow that stuff to go on, within its confines. And you can't forget that. And so I kind of have problems when I hear people talk about healing, because it's going to take a lot more than just a successful football team to heal this.
Well, let me follow up on that, and I'm glad to hear it, number one, that at least your attitude, and I'm sure it's many other people that feel that way. But, again, my question was pointed more towards the campus itself, and I'm glad to hear that it's still in the forefront of a lot of people's minds, because it is something.
Sometimes, Bob, I don't think it's in the forefront of their minds. I think it's in the forefront of people who read about it, but some of the people who are very, very attached to Penn State are. I don't think a lot of them are that way, but I don't want to cast aspersions on those people, because I have friends who don't think the same way I do, and I respect their opinion, but I just have a problem with it. That's all.
Yeah, no, I'm on your side of the ledger with that. I mean, I felt that they should have disbanded the program at the time, but I've modified my viewpoint on that. You talked about the youth of this team, and boy, it sure in the postseason honors has come into play. I mean, not only with Franklin getting Coach of the Year, but Barkley and McSorley and Tyler Davis, and I was reading your article on that. It's got to be pretty satisfactory for the program to see youth being rewarded like this.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely is. And, Saquon Barkley, we knew he was this good when he entered Penn State, but we didn't have any idea that Trace McSorley was this good. And the thing is, he's probably not the classic, doesn't have the classic skills of a Christian Hackenberg, but the kid just competes, and he toughs it out. And I'll give you an example from the championship game. On one of those fourth down gambles that James Franklin had, McSorley was sacked and kind of got folded up like a pretzel under the pile, and he limped off after being attended to. And the other guy, Tommy Stevens, their backup quarterback, was warming up like it was an emergency. He was just like a pitcher when the bases are loaded and the other guy can't get anybody out. I mean, he was warming up real quick. And Penn State gets the ball back, and McSorley just grabs his helmet and runs back on the field. Doesn't check with anybody, just takes it and, hey, it's my turn. Get me out there. I'm fine. And he is a tough kid, and I guess we can say he's a winner. I mean, the guy's led them to 9 in a row, and he's gotten some help, but he really the kid can play.
Well, Joe, I appreciate the couple minutes. You're welcome back anytime. You always bring it to the table, and it's greatly appreciated. Just let the audience know before we go out the door where we can find your great work, not only at philly.com, but in social media as well.
Yeah, philly.com/sports is our website, and my Twitter handle is JoeJulesInc, spelled JoeJulesInc.
Appreciate it, man. Come back anytime you want.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it. Joe Giuliano here in the attack. And nobody does it better. He's been around. He's a veteran writer. I guess that's the best way to put it. And I'm real glad to hear that a lot of the people that do what he does for a living, and not only in the community, are aware of the fact that this scandal in Happy Valley isn't going to go away for a long, long time. It belongs in the forefront. We're going to step aside. On the other side, we'll wrap up hour one. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain,
back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply and promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Oh, that guy sure cuts away the tinsel, don't he?
Oh, yeah, we do. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto on the coast. Joe Giuliano bringing it to the table as he always does. But, it's funny. It'll be interesting to see what direction this team goes after this year, because expectations are now raised for the program. Everybody's young. As he said, Saquon Barkley, he'll be back next year. McSorley will be back next year. A lot of the team will be back next year. As he said, only 17 scholarships available. A team that's going to grow into their ability to win. But the question is, their kids. Do they become a little bit full of themselves? And in that conference, you can't, because it's Ohio State and it's Michigan and everybody else will be after you. And believe me, next year, Penn State will not be taken lightly by anybody. Well, that's it for this hour of the Attack. More fun and frivolity in hour two. Stay tuned for the news. We got some bills to pay and all that kind of good stuff. I'll be right back, I promise.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The jury in the murder trial of former South Carolina police officer Michael Slager unable to reach a unanimous verdict, leading the judge to announce,
"Court therefore must declare a mistrial."
Slager facing a murder charge for killing Walter Scott, who was running away from him after a traffic stop when he was shot. Prosecutors announcing Slager will face a retrial for the death of that unarmed black man. Hundreds gathering last night in Oakland, California to remember those lost in a weekend warehouse fire, the death toll now at 36, and officials believe it could still rise. In Los Angeles, the FBI is looking into the credibility of a threat made against a transit line in that city.
The red metro line that stops at the Universal Studios.
That FBI spokeswoman says the threat claimed the attack will happen today. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
Another first responder shot in the line of duty. This time it's a firefighter in Ohio. That firefighter reportedly in a hospital after being shot last night at the scene of a house fire. No word on the firefighter's condition or whether police have a suspect. Donald Trump's thank you tour will resume today as we hear from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
He's due to hold a rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Meantime, Trump continues to fill in his cabinet. He announced on Monday he's nominating Dr. Ben Carson for Secretary of Housing and Urban Development.
Yesterday, Trump had a meeting with someone you might not expect.
I found it an extremely interesting conversation. To be continued.
Al Gore later said that the bulk of that meeting was a give and take with Donald Trump on the subject of climate change. Gore, of course, one of the world's leading advocates for aggressive action on climate change, while Trump has called it based in politicized science. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, this is USA Radio News.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A high-profile terror case closes with sentencing. Here's more from Mark Mayfield.
An Ohio man who admitted to plotting an attack on the U.S. Capitol will spend the next three decades behind bars. A judge on Monday sentenced Christopher Cornell to 30 years in prison. Cornell pleaded guilty in August to buying weapons he planned to use in a killing spree in Washington, D.C. Federal prosecutors called Cornell self-radicalized, though his family says he now rejects radical Islam.
With the rise in the availability of drones, you almost had to see this coming. In Utah, Orem Police Lieutenant Craig Martinez says they're close to arresting a man who they know has been using a drone to look into people's bedroom and bathroom windows.
We know who he is. We're actively looking for him to talk to him about this case. So it's not something we're sitting on our hands hoping he turns himself in.
He says the big break in the case came when a victim of the peeping drone pilot saw the remotely controlled flying vehicle and chased it to a landing spot. And while the pilot was nowhere in sight, the victim was able to take the drone to the cops. And investigators say they used video recorded by the drone to identify the suspect, who, by the way, has a prior conviction for a similar crime. And Bob Dylan is working on a speech to be delivered at the Nobel Prize ceremony in Stockholm this Saturday. He won the 2016 Nobel Prize in Literature and said he can't attend because of health concerns, but he will send the speech that somebody will be reading, although they haven't said who. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, San Roberto out on the West Coast. Joe's off today. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Well, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. Yes, they don't get to hear their names mentioned. It's actually a pretty rare occasion that we do that anymore. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, because people are always going somewhere. And whether or not during this travel season you're heading to grandma's house in sleigh or whatever it is, and hopefully the sleigh has some Wi-Fi, or you're flying someplace, or you're heading to work, or whatever the circumstances are, well, guess what? The way to get the Spano and Black Attack is through all the portable devices and all the platforms and all the various different ways. You can start with our award-winning website, AVN Award, of course. Click on the Listen Live button, and there we are. Also, when you do that, you'll be on the homepage, and you can see all the various different interviews that have been done over the years from not only this show, but the Hefe and Tittle and all of them, and it's authors and it's athletes and it's celebrities and movie stars and musicians and all kinds of good stuff. And if you didn't get the opportunity to hear them first go around, well, they're there in the archive. Click it up. You're good to go. And, we talk about the different platforms all the time, but the reality is that you get the opportunity on any device that you're around to click on TuneIn or Stitcher, iHeart. We're right there. Listen live capacity, archive capacity. It doesn't fit into your day at this time. A little later in the day, you can grab it. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. Armed Forces, guys and girls, away from home or even if you're serving domestically. Hopefully, we're giving you a little taste, keeping you a little warm at night. And, well, that's how we want it. We'll be back to set the table right after this short timeout.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
Yeah, well, edgy veggie, you know the drill. Whatever the circumstances are, we're here to discuss it. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Army-Navy, man. We're doing the show. It'll be at a different time slot on Friday, but we're going to be live from Baltimore, provided we got the box back from Univision, and we'll be having some fun down there. And the lineup's going to be magnificent. We got all kinds of people available to us. We'll have some fun. When the superintendent of the Naval Academy sits down at your desk, you sit up a little straighter in your chair. And believe me, it's an event that Joe and I are both happy and proud to be a part of. You know, this will be our second year doing this. Last year we were in Philly. This year down in Baltimore, and good time. I mean, it was just USAA sponsors it. They treat us like gold, and you know, when you look at the overall rivalry, yeah, Navy's been really dominant, but Army's getting better, and last year's game was pretty competitive. This year, as I would imagine, is going to be the same thing. The fans are passionate. You see the parents come in. The atmosphere, the whole environment is just really just magnificent, and it's something we're really proud to be a part of. So check that out on Friday. You won't get us in the normal morning time slot. You'll get us in the afternoon, but we're live and in living color from Baltimore, and it'll be a good time. Believe me, we'll have a lot of fun with it. Well, speaking of college football, we'll talk about the Heisman first, and then we'll get into a little more discussion on the Final Four. Like I said, you know, having Joe on earlier to talk about Penn State was cool. I don't have any real issue with the way it shook out with the Final Four. Just wanted to raise a little heck and have some fun with him. And, you know, look, it's a flawed system. And, you know, if anything, that's where we agree. And I think most people who watch a lot of college football would say exactly the same thing. It, from Jump Street, it needed to be 8. And of course they always screw it up because they're just so afraid to dip their toe in the water. And, you know, they put the toe in as opposed to just jumping in the pool. And sometimes you need to jump in the pool. And, you know, look, it makes for great fodder and great discussion on talk shows. But in reality, if you want the system to work, and you don't want to have a bunch of people on the outside looking in going, God, they're dumb. And Joe Giuliani was not a lot more polite than I am. I just don't understand how people who run elite companies and businesses just screw up things on a sports landscape so often. It's absolutely astounding. But they didn't screw it up with the Heisman this year, although maybe they did. I don't know. We'll talk about that in a second, too. But five finalists have been announced who are going to head to New York City. Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, Jabril Peppers, Deshaun Watson, who was a finalist last year, and Dede Westbrook. And, you know, again, you have to narrow the field down. I mean, you just have to. And I don't have any real issue with the five, although I can say that I feel Mayfield should have been there. You got to throw it to somebody, so I understand why Dede Westbrook was invited. But my big issue with the Big 12 is that it's roller football. It's arena league football. They don't play defense in the conference. All the teams played wide open to the point of ridiculous. And I don't think it's really a true indicator of necessarily the best talent on the field. It's just style of play that lends itself towards these prodigious offensive numbers. And Mayfield had it. And don't get me wrong, OU people, I do think he's very talented. And as I said, I could understand him being there. But he completed 71.2% of his passes. And a lot of it is dumping the ball off to really fast guys who make plays. And 11.1 yards per attempt. That's high. 38 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. So he is accurate. He doesn't make too many mistakes. Doesn't force the ball very much. Has already declared he's going to be back next year. So for Bob Stoops and company, that's a pretty damn good thing. But you know, just the style, it's just I have an issue with the style. And for somebody who lived in that neck of the woods for a long, long time, there's a reason why the 12 keeps getting left out of the college football landscape. And one of the reasons is they play arena league football. Because when it comes right down to it and you look at complete football teams, the four that are in are more complete football teams than Oklahoma. Now, you know, this year it wasn't going to come into play just because of the fact that they lost early and they got blown out early. But had it been a one-loss season for them, I still think they would have gotten left out. Maybe Washington would have. I don't know. But I that would have been hard to justify because the checkbox criteria only on out-of-conference would have gone against Washington and in favor of OU. Everything else would have fallen into the Washington column, including championship game and the playing top 25 and all the numbers that come into play when the committee makes their decision. But as far as this goes, Deshaun Watson is certainly deserving. Jabril Peppers, obviously, you know, one of the last of the two-way players. 751 all-purpose yards this season, 4 touchdowns, 3 rushing, 1 returning a punt. 71 tackles, 15 tackles for loss, 3.5 sacks, an interception as a linebacker and a defensive back. Woof. And, you know, when I'm sitting there, and look, again, it's hard to diss Deshaun Watson in any way, shape, or form. But in my vote, it's Lamar Jackson, although his team trailed off at the end of the year. He certainly, well, he had a couple of rough games, but 30 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, 1,538 yards rushing, and 21 touchdowns. 51 touchdowns total. He's got to win this. He's got to win this. But to me, Jabril Peppers would be second. He's just that great of a player. Then Deshaun Watson, then Baker Mayfield, and then D.D. Westbrook. In my final five. Peppers is just, he's one of those guys, and I get it, I'm a little old school when it comes to that kind of thing. But Peppers is just one of those guys that I love to watch. My eyes are always on him when I'm watching a Michigan game. He just does so many things so well. And, you know, I've already heard the talk. Well, he's kind of a tweener. Where does he fit in the National Football League? Guess what? You're a defensive coordinator. You're a special teams coach. Make him fit in. The only thing that will change when it comes to college and Jabril Peppers is he won't be running the ball from scrimmage. Everything else should come into play. The special teams work. Create packages for him as a defensive player, whether you're moving him around from linebacker to safety. Trust me, if I'm a defensive coordinator and I'm lacking on defense, that's the guy I want to get in the draft. We'll pick it up right there with more Heisman talk on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's master handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
As well you should. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. Joe's off today. And we're talking Heisman Trophy. And before we went to the break, I was talking about Jabril Peppers. And just if you're a team that is void of talent, you've got to at least look at this guy and say to yourself, he could be an impact guy on my defense. He's that good. He has an opportunity to be great. And he's invited to New York, and rightfully so. You know, and yeah, we don't put a whole lot of stock in the mock drafts, but you know, when you look at it, he's right there. He's at number five right now, going to the Jets on both of the mocks on CBS.com. You know, how it plays out remains to be seen, but he's an impact guy. Everybody, the first player off the board as far as defenders go is Myles Garrett with Texas A&M, and rightfully so. And look, the combines will change some of this, and guys will rise, guys will fall, and, you know, the whole nine yards. You know, if you think Mitch Trubisky is your guy and you need a quarterback, well, you're Cleveland, you're going to draft him. If you don't, it's going to be Myles Garrett. And then it'll flip-flop, and Trubisky will probably go to San Francisco. But, you know, Leonard Fournette's going to be in the mix. Jonathan Allen, obviously, is going to be in the mix. But Peppers is right there. And rightfully so. Look, you couldn't go wrong with any drafting anybody off Alabama's defense. But Jabril Peppers is just one of those guys that can literally turn a franchise around and turn a defense around, because he's so unique in so many ways. But again, you have to get that defensive coordinator that has the creative mind to take full advantage of a guy with his kind of skill set. And if you get that, if you do that, you can change your defense for a long, long period of time. If you don't, well, then he'll be a good player in a good system. And that's, you know, basically what it'll come down to. I talked about getting it right and not getting it right. And I don't get into these big debates of, oh, well, this guy should have been. He was so cheated. But there are some, and again, I just have issues because of the style played in the Big 12. But of the snubs of people who weren't invited to New York for the Heisman, you know, Donta Foreman also added a Big 12, but this is actually a running back. You know, 2,028 yards, and he did it in 11 games. You know, how does he not get an invite? Jonathan Allen from the defense. Look, everybody knows the Heisman is an offensive award. It's the rarest of a rare occasion when anybody gets that kind of acknowledgement. Dalvin Cook. You know, again, him, I can certainly understand why they didn't, even though he's probably the best running back to ever go to Florida State. Just, you know, not that flash guy. Jake Browning is a guy that, you know, if I'm going to look at it, and Baker Mayfield has the stats because of the style. Jake Browning plays a more complete game. And I think what did him in at the end was the Pac-12 championship game against Colorado. He was 9 of 24 for 118 yards and 2 touchdowns. But, you know, his passer rating of 176.51 was fifth nationally and tops in the Pac-12. 42 passing touchdowns, big time. And his team's in the Final Four. I don't know. That I did have an issue with. And, you know, again, it's I know he's probably not going to be a pro. But honestly, I don't see why not, as far as getting to the Heisman in New York. He's one of those guys that flies a little bit under the radar. And don't kid yourself, part of this too is the West Coast bias. They always talk about the East Coast bias. But the lack of coverage on the West Coast, because frankly, people don't stay up late. You know, it's literally what it comes down to. You know, it's they don't stay up late to watch these games, and which leads us to another person that kind of got left out of the mix here, and that's Donnell Pumphrey at San Diego State. Who? Donnell Pumphrey. He's undersized. You know, he's 5'10", he's about 180. Fast, shifty, you know, all the adjectives that are involved when it comes to running backs. But he just passed Ricky Williams for all-time yardage. He's now number 3. He's got a bowl game where he's probably going to be the all-time leading running back in the history of college football. You know, this past week he went past Charles White and Ricky Williams. The only two in front of him now are Ron Dayne and Tony Dorsett. And I'm sorry, Dayne, he won't be able to reach, but he is trailing Dorsett by 236 yards. Possible. You know. They'll go into their bowl game and he'll have an opportunity. He's not going to catch Dayne. Dane's got 7,125 yards. My bad. But Tony Dorsett has 6,526 yards. And Pumphrey has 6,290. So he's got a shot. At the very worst, he's going to end up third all time. And he didn't even get a mention. So, you know, when it comes down to it, there's always going to be people left out. There's always going to be people that you can make the argument. Again, I understand why statistically they did it with the OU guys. I would have gone in a different direction, but I don't really have a major issue with it. You know, I can deal. I'll get over it. LSU fans are going to have a hard time getting over it, although they'll reload at the running back position. Leonard Fournette, he's going to the draft. Understandable. You know, the guy, running backs of all the positions, it's the one that if a kid's going to leave early, do it. You know, it's the closest thing to Bo Jackson I've seen since Bo. They replaced his coach. You know, got the one last game in a Citrus Bowl against Louisville, and it's going to be a hyped matchup between Jackson and Fournette. And he's going to go in the top 10, more than likely. I'd be surprised if it didn't happen. You know, it was real interesting. He wrote a letter, which I thought, they talk about the student-athlete relationship in college a lot of times, and oh yeah, it's all a fraud, it's all, you know, they only care about football and everything, and in some cases that's true, but this kid, he said, look, when I decided to attend LSU and major in human resources, I also had hopes of winning a national championship. Things didn't go as I planned, but when I consider the passion and commitment of the LSU fans and coaches and my teammates, I'm very grateful for my experience here. It's been a trying season, but I've continued to fight and play to the best of my ability. Each day I study and work and rehab with my coaches, trainers, and teammates so I can return to the field for the bowl game and help our team bring another victory home. I'm thankful for the good and the bad. I'm thankful to Coach O. I'll be declaring for the draft after our bowl game. I'll make the announcement now so there won't be speculation and distractions while we prepare. I want everyone to know that I'll forever treasure my experience as a Tiger, and I'll take with me the valuable lessons I've learned here and the love that you have shown me throughout the years, and I'll be forever an LSU Tiger. Thank you. Forever LSU, and always Booga Nation, Leonard Fournette. Well done, kid. And that wasn't a whole letter, but it was a pretty good chunk of it. And, you know, nobody wrote that for him. He wrote it himself. You can tell. From the heart. And it's funny, you know, he's another guy, too, didn't get invited to the Heisman Trophy. But it's funny when all those players who were up for the Heisman Trophy try to continue on to their pro career, some of these guys that get left out are going to end up being the better pros. But with that being said, you know, I like the fact that Fournette did it this way. He talked about not wanting to be a distraction and making sure that everything, you know, stayed focused, thanking Coach O for taking over the reins and not letting the season go down the tubes. Conspicuously left out Les Miles, which makes me wonder a little bit. But, you know, maybe in writing it just didn't flow out that way. But man, he's gonna be good. If you're a team that needs a running back, I know it's a first round pick, but boy, you gotta look in that direction. Stay tuned right there. We'll finish it up with the college football talk on the other side. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
From one white boy to all nationalities, we got to stand together, people.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea what that was. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto. Purdue hires Jeff Brohm from Western Kentucky, who did it with Bobby Petrino's players. So we'll see whether or not he can actually turn that program around. I would think probably not. You know, you look, and again, I'm not going to knock the Heisman, but, you know, people who did get the cast, it varied, you know. And it was interesting. On CBS.com, Dennis Dodd publicized his ballot. And, you know, he gave McSorley some love. Yeah, we get all that. Again, some of the guys, and he ranked his, what do we got here? Jackson, Mayfield, McSorley. Interesting. Trace McSorley. And then Peppers and Jonathan Allen. Interesting. I like that. A little different. A little different. I can deal with that. What do we got here? All right. Yeah. Bowl schedule, baby. Look, we've talked about the Final Four. And with that matchup, the Fiesta Bowl, to me, is probably going to be the most intriguing. And look, I'm not dismissing Washington's chances of knocking off Alabama, but Alabama is just so bleeping good. To me, the intriguing game is Clemson, in that if they can beat Ohio State, I think they have a legitimate shot against Alabama, whereas I don't think Ohio State has a legitimate shot against Alabama. It's their inconsistency. And how can you call an 11-1 team inconsistent? JT Barrett at quarterback for Ohio State is not the equal of Deshaun Watson. And if JT Barrett ends up going up against that Alabama defense, I think Ohio State will get embarrassed. Whereas Deshaun Watson going up against that Alabama defense, having faced them before, I think it'll be a much more competitive situation. Washington has the puncher's chance because they're a very solid football team on both sides, but they're not outstanding in any particular area. We'll see whether or not if they can protect Jake Browning, those two wide receivers can make Alabama pay. And that's their puncher's chance in the game. And, you know, we'll do a better breakdown as we get to the end of the year. And, of course, the championship game in the new sombrero in Tampa. But the Fiesta Bowl and the Peach Bowl are going to be fun. Both houses will be rocking. You know, like I said, what I would like to see come out of this is a Clemson-Alabama matchup. It would be 1-2 in the seedings, but I think it would be justified and probably provide the best game. The rest of the bowl games, you know, and just to pick and choose here a little bit, because we'll break them down and get some people on as we go closer to enjoying them. But the matchup, as we talked about with Joe, Penn State and USC, what a fun matchup that's going to be. Two of the teams playing the best football in the country right now, with the exception of Alabama, and Penn State and USC, matching up in the granddaddy of them all, in the Rose Bowl on January 2nd. Staged to themselves at 5 o'clock. What a damn good time that's going to be, and what a great football game that should turn out to be all the way around. Sugar Bowl, Oklahoma and Auburn. Again, you'll have contrast in styles there. That'll be fun. You'll have the wide-open attack of Oklahoma, and you'll have Auburn running at will on the Oklahoma defense. So we'll have some fun breaking that down. Wisconsin at Western Michigan. Western Michigan 13-0. They get their Cotton Bowl bid. Well-deserved. Going up against mighty Wisconsin, who if you were breaking down the final eight, would be in that final eight, I believe. And it'll be a true test for PJ Fleck and his crew, because they're just man for man. They're going to be out physicaled. But whether or not they're going to be outplayed remains to be seen, because as we talked about earlier in the show, you know, with Joe Giuliani, these kids don't always get up for these games. And although you should be up for the Cotton Bowl, played in the Jerry Jones Pleasure Palace, it's not always the case. And the thing that they'll be doing in that Wisconsin locker room is motivating these kids to say, you don't want to be the team to lose to Western Michigan. They're the outsider that got there, and you do not want to lose to them. Orange Bowl on December 30th, Michigan and Florida State. That'll be an okay matchup. Nothing great. It's not appointment viewing. I'll watch it, but it's not appointment viewing. Other bowl games, January 2nd, the Outback, which is always, you know, a high-dollar bowl, which is why it gets January 2nd. But Florida against Iowa isn't sending anybody rushing their television sets. Georgia Tech and Kentucky. Stoops actually taking himself off the griddle at Kentucky. They need to really think about it if they're thinking about making a change there, because Kentucky doesn't get the bowl games. And they got there this year with a 7-5 record. So, cool your Jets. As we've talked about with Leonard Fournette, you know, Louisville and LSU, and that's going to be fun, just the contrast in styles with Lamar Jackson and Leonard Fournette. It'll be Coach O's, one of his first big tests. This is a game that will be looked at closely by people who cover the SEC and also by LSU. Because they made the commitment to Orgeron when, you know, they were obviously, he was not the first choice. But they committed to him. He's now back in a big-time conference as the head coach of a big-time program. And he'll need to take it to the next level if 3 years from now he would like to remain the coach in a big-time conference of a big-time program. So he's going to have to get his guys up for that in the Citrus Bowl. Tennessee and Nebraska. Nebraska falling on hard times at the back end of the season, but that should be an intriguing matchup. That's in the Music City in Nashville. Stanford, North Carolina. It'll be the Trubisky Showcase. That'll be the Sun Bowl and CBS. Georgia and TCU. You know, Georgia 7-5. Kirby Smart, first year. Going to have to do better than that. And TCU with an off year still got there at 6-6, but probably will not fare particularly well in that game. USA, baby! South Alabama! In the Arizona Bowl, going up against Air Force. Alamo Bowl, my boys, Oklahoma State and Colorado, nice test all the way around. Vatek against Arkansas and the Belk. And that's, you know, that Vatek game. And these are two intriguing programs for me. Vilima down in Arkansas trying to get that program back on track and make it work. And he has to a certain degree, but now they have to take the next step. And Fuente is one of the best coaches in college football, in my opinion. And if I'm Vatek, I make sure he's well paid and well compensated for a long time and make it his home. Make that the place he wants to coach football. Because when bigger programs make changes, and I'm talking the perennials, I'm talking the USC's, I'm talking the Oklahoma's, the UCLA's, they're going to come calling for Justin Fuentes. Believe me when I tell you. South Carolina, post Spurrier, 6-6. They're going up against South Florida. Maybe losing their coach. Texas A&M, Kansas State. Nice matchup there in the Texas Bowl down in Houston at 2-8-4 teams. The Utes and Indiana. That's a cool one. West Virginia and Miami of Florida. A little disappointing for West Virginia. They had national title hopes. But Dana Holgerson's done a good job there this year. Pittsburgh and Northwestern. Boise State and Baylor. Baylor made it to a bowl game. Got to fill those slots. Be looking for a new coach, but they made it to the bowl game. Minnesota, Washington State. Always a good one. San Diego, the Holiday Bowl. Minnesota 8-4 post Jerry Kill and Mike Leach 8-4 Washington State. Good matchup. Temple and Wake in the Military Bowl. Temple flying under the radar yet again, but a damn good program they have there right now. The sub 500, North Texas State, Heart of Dallas Bowl going up against Army, which will be either 7-5 or 6-6 after this coming Saturday when they play Navy. Independence Bowl, which used to be a pretty darn good bowl game, but they don't get the matchups anymore. Vanderbilt and North Carolina State, 2-6-6 teams. Down in Shreveport. They used to get some good matchups down there, not so much anymore. More 6-6, Boston College at Maryland with the quick lane. St. Petersburg Bowl, Miami of Ohio, 6-6. Mississippi State, 5-7. Boy, 5-7, and you're going to a bowl game. Ohio, 8-5 against Troy, 9-3, down at the Dollar General in Mobile. Used to be called any number of things. But that's now December 23rd as opposed to January 12th or whatever it was in the old days when I was down there when they were doing it. Navy plays La Tech. They'll either be 10 wins or 9 wins. Famous Potato, which is fun to watch just because of the name. Idaho 8-4 against Colorado State, 7-5. BYU goes up against Wyoming in the Poinsettia Bowl. Also a pretty good bowl. And if you're digging your suntan at this time of year, Western Kentucky against Memphis in the Boca Raton Bowl. The Miami Beach Bowl, Tulsa versus Central Michigan. I like the fact they brought in teams from basically rough weather sites, with the exception of Memphis, to play in Miami. That's good. These kids will be going, what the hell? Summer? Really? New Orleans Bowl, nothing special. The Cura Bowl, UCF against Arkansas State. Appalachian State against Toledo in the Camella Bowl. That's in Montgomery. San Diego State against Houston, which fell on hard times a little bit. They'll have a new coach. Las Vegas Bowl. And a New Mexico Bowl, which will start it all off on December 17th, Texas, San Antonio, and New Mexico. They get a home game. So some pretty good matchups. You know, again, these secondary bowls, which leads me to how I want to finish the show. You know, I've heard a lot of discussion over the last couple of days about various different people opining on whether or not sub 500 teams should be in the bowls. And the predominant argument that I heard was, well, you know, we got to fill the slots. So there's too many bowls. And we need to cut back on the amount of bowl games so these sub 500 teams aren't playing in them. And I could not disagree with you more. And I'm going to tell you why on the other side, but it's a real specific reason. And it involves these kids. And we lose sight of the fact that they are kids. For a lot of them, it's going to be the last time they suit up in a football uni. That's the start of it. I'll finish it on the other side. I'm Bob Black.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto, we want to thank Joe Giuliani for coming on board today from Philly.com. Check out his work. It's really first rate. The commentary that I've been getting and listening to when it involves the bowl games is all there's too many bowls, and I can understand the thought process, but you're not around the kids, and I have been. You know, my days down in Mobile, the GMAC Bowl, believe me when I tell you, the second of the secondary bowls. No impact on the national scene at all. They've changed the name a number of times. They've moved the date around. They don't even draw that well. It's just more of a tailgate party than anything else. But the reality is this. For most of these kids that play in these bowl games, these secondary bowl games, and literally in even in the first-tier games, it's the last time they're ever going to suit up in football uniforms. And the way they get treated in these cities, they get treated like kings. I remember going around to the events when I was working at NSP. They go to the hospitals and they talk to kids. They go to the schools and they talk to kids. They wine them and dine them. They have a banquet in their honor. They get blazers. Sometimes they get rings. It's the last big-time football experience that they will ever have. And to say that a kid should be deprived of that because their team went 5-7 and they're playing in the Belk Bowl instead of the Rose Bowl does a disservice to the kids. And for a lot of the people that comment on this, being ex-athletes, they should know better. Not everybody gets to work on ESPN or Fox Sports 1 or even at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You know, you got to have a little more respect for the kids, I think, than that. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. Tune in tomorrow. We're going to have a fresh edition. Joe and I will be full fidelity. We'll talk to you then. Have a great day, everybody.